950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm not sure if anything, like I said, maybe this is just something, like I said, mom and dad bought it for him, he inherited something. But the fact that Derek Chauvin's got a vacation home in Windermere, Florida, and he had the home up here, and I understand overtime and all, I'm not saying anything definitively is wrong, but I'd definitely be looking into the finances. Because a street cop in Minneapolis being able to afford a vacation home in Florida, even with overtime, seems just a little bit outrageous. That seems a little odd. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us. Of course, you can find his podcast over Unprecedented, as well as also Blue Am Strategies, his great advice for political campaigns. He's kind enough today. Of course, the Yankee signal went up because the Yankees ran down beating up the Twins. And so all of a sudden, Cliff shows up in my timeline. the Yankee apologist is here you deserve it. Take the floor. I'm glad your team is having to feast on the Twins because, my God, the Twins are god-awful this year.
Well, hello, Matt.
Hi.
Let's start with the fact that I want Derek Chauvin's house. I'm up here in, like, 90-degree weather in Cincinnati, and I don't know if you can hear around me the chorus singing to you, but that is the nastiest bugs in the world, the cicadas.
Yes.
Who literally, I don't know if you guys have them up there, but, they are everywhere here.
We had them bad. We had them bad a few years ago. It wasn't like you guys. I mean, they're showing up on radar. That's insane.
This is the 17-year hatch where they all come out and remind us that they're cockroaches with wings, but they make a lot of noise, and your basic food supply for fish and birds looking for things. But they're awful. They're everywhere. They're gross. In any case, so don't think I have it so good.
No.
When it comes to the Yankees, I don't think I have it so good either. Somehow we came to town to play you guys, and people decided that they relearned how to hit. But, I mean, this team for most of this year, and they could forget again very quickly. It's like if you believe in statistics and regression to the mean and stuff like that, like this team would baffle you. I mean, DJ LeMahieu suddenly forgot how to, like, get hits and get on base. Labor Torres forgot how to hit home runs. Clint Frazier forgot how to do everything. The usual injuries, your former guy, Aaron Hicks, we gave him a big contract for him to be out for the, I mean, the way this team is constructed, we took some risks on pitching and we ended up actually developing some really good young pitchers like Herman and Severino's guy. So I'm not saying everything's bad, but like also just, we have no lefties who can hit anything. Mm-hmm. And somehow we think we're going to go to the playoffs against tough righties, and that's not going to show up. So if they're willing to make some trades and bring in some bats from the left that can hit, then maybe there's some hope. Otherwise, we can have some fun there in Minnesota, but we're going nowhere this year.
They're hitting in Minnesota because basically I'm pitching tonight. I've just got the call, apparently, from the Twins. I'm the starter this evening, so good luck. It'll be batting practice.
I feel bad for Dobnik last night. He's got that cool Goose Gossage 1979, 1980 thing going on with the mustache and everything. I mean, that's such a classic facial hair kind of thing in baseball. You got to be able to hit well, to pitch well if you've got that.
Yeah.
So that was sort of a shame.
There's a lot of guys on that team that are about style but not substance, and that is a big, big problem. So congratulations to your Yankees. I will just really quick, and I know everyone doesn't like when I talk baseball too much, but will they catch the Yankees or the Red Sox in the Rays?
Red Sox, I think, yes, because the Red Sox, I think, are playing above their heads. The Rays? No, not unless they need two lefty bats. They're willing to go to, let's say, Pittsburgh and grab, Reynolds and Frazier, who are both having great seasons, and they also fill holes we need in center field and our shortstop, so we can move Glaber to second. I don't want to bore everybody either. I don't know how much of this stuff they follow. But, yes, if we get the two lefty bats that can produce runs and play the field, I think then we're very dangerous. If we don't, I think we're eminently beatable.
All right, I want to turn to a bit, and of course, Cliff Schechter joins us for national and presidential news. You can hear that your intro is horrible because my frustration with the Twins is so maximum at this point. But now,
I get it.
Yeah, we'll move on. And I also make sure before we get into the topic, I want to mention your Unprecedented podcast guest is someone very familiar to us here at AM 950.
That is correct. Today we had on Doug Padgett, who told me to say hi to you. Who I think is a brilliant strategist, a smart guy. Really enjoyed talking to him. And again, some people get mad at me for this, but I'm just going to say it. There's stuff that feels good. There's being on the left and getting angry and just wanting to yell at people like Joe Manchin. And don't get me wrong, Joe Manchin needs to be yelled at sometimes. particularly, you know, right now. But in West Virginia, while if you're not winning white evangelical voters at all, I mean, it's a broader conversation. But you have no, we have no chance in places like West Virginia because everybody's white and probably most are evangelical. So, you know, I've felt this way for a long time. You know, politics, there's activism. I've done that too. But politics, winning in politics is about building coalitions. And I think what Doug says is so smart because you don't need to you're not going to win a majority of folks like him. But we do know that the history of, you know, of our country and many countries is of progressive figures coming out of religion. Martin Luther King, anybody? I mean, even back in the days of William Jennings Bryan talking about a cross of gold. You know, a lot of our economic justice and other movements have come originally from that background. And, you know, these guys have hijacked this stuff and they've taken a guy, whether you believe or don't believe in Jesus, if you read what he said, he didn't say a lot about, I'm a huge supply sider. I don't remember that anywhere in the Bible. I remember him saying that AK-47s are weapons of peace. These guys have hijacked, if you believe in these things, they've hijacked religion. And I think Doug is absolutely right that we need more folks out there sharing that they are progressive. Oh, and by the way, they also attend church or mosque or temple, and they believe in the fact that of what their religions actually teach, that we should help people and think about others the way we think about ourselves, you know, that kind of thing, you know, loving thy neighbor. And the fact that if you're just not an absolute jerk during the whole pandemic, even if you didn't believe a mask would help one bit, you didn't believe in science, if you're just a decent person, when people ask you to put one on when you went in a store, you do it. The way when people ask you to you know, in certain religious services, that to wear certain clothes, wear a yarmulke, don't wear one, do this, do that. You do that when you're at somebody else's establishment out of respect for them. And these are the things that get lost, I think. So I would love it. I hope Doug, I can convince him to come to Ohio. I think that there's a lot of good that conversation can do about people who, yes, attend church and also, by the way, believe in the things we believe in. Mm-hmm. It's not crazy. It just makes sense if you actually read the text.
You know, you touched on this, and I want to get into this, and I'm going to get around into it here, about where is the Republican Party going? Because there is an interesting element I am starting to see materialize within the Republicans. But I want to start with the viral video out of Ohio of these what can only be described as loon balls talking to the government about magnetized things, everything, trying to jam keys.
Excuse me while I take the spoon off my face so I can answer.
Exactly. You know, I think Ohio, the country has always thought of Ohio as kind of this, you know, yes, there are parts of it where are more southern than the northern, but it just seems like there are more and more of these, and frankly, clowns that are coming out of the woodwork that just are so desperate to have their bizarre and just lunatic fringe conspiracy theories validated. I mean, the woman is trying frantically to put a key against her, and it's not sticking, and she's saying, see, answer that. Like, she just proved something. I mean, it just, where is that coming from in Ohio right now?
Well, I mean, my answer to you is, first of all, being in Ohio and having that in any way represent me in any way is just, it's embarrassing. It breaks your spirit. But it's not unique to Ohio. We've got two overall problems. One is that we allowed people, we sat there and watched as a group of right-wing loons gerrymandered so many states like Ohio. I mean, go look at Pennsylvania, look at Michigan, you know, look at these places where Republicans have control, where they lose the vote every time. If you look at the overall state legislative vote or that kind of thing, but they've gerrymandered it so they can't lose. In Ohio, we didn't win it last time. I'll admit Ohio is a slight Republican-lean state, but we only lost the state legislative races in 2018 by 2 points overall. And yet they've got like a 65-35 advantage in our state house because, you know, so that people like this, you know, but, you know, when you see Louie Gohmert go on TV and say that, you know, he thought that maybe we could alter the orbit of was it the altering the orbit of the moon or the earth? I forget what she said.
The Forest Service.
The
Forest Service could do that.
Right. And when you have Lauren Boebert, who shows up with a cardboard cutout of Kamala Harris at the border and thinks that she's being smart and, you know, sent out a tweet the other day about how the Second Amendment has been our right and written in the Constitution in 1776, which, of course, she erased 2 hours later. When somebody pointed out that wasn't when the Constitution was written, it was a whole different document. I mean, we're just dealing with like the purposeful stupidity of people. Like, they've raised that to the point where that seems to be aspirational, to be a complete moron. And they've gerrymandered in places so that those kinds of morons can get elected, because Lauren Boebert just belongs nowhere. I don't care whether she's conservative or liberal. She's not a serious person. She doesn't belong in the House, and neither is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we list like 50 other people. Like, they're not legitimate people that think about anything that would do with policy and how to improve people's lives, you know? And so that's the problem. And you know, and that gets to the other, and I'll turn it over to you, because I've been talking for a while here, but you know, we've not stood up to right-wing media as it is radicalized in the same way people, in the same way, I'm sorry, I'll just say it, Al-Qaeda radicalizes people. They have radicalized white men in this country particularly, but others who have lower levels of education in general, to believe in these kinds of ridiculous conspiracy theories and do these kinds of crazy things. It would have been unthinkable to have an anti-vaxxer who says spoons are sticking to you from a vaccine show up in the state legislature in Ohio 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Now they have this woman. They literally had somebody come in for, I'm not kidding you, for a fetus to testify a couple of years ago. I mean, this is the kind of idiocy, the clown, you know, nature of what we're dealing with. And this is why I a lot of what I talk about in my podcast is, you know, like, disinformation destroys democracy. Mm-hmm. And you can sit there and be all, you know, be one of these sort of, I would call now, First Amendment extremists. Anybody has any right to say what they want? They don't. You know, like, we have things, we have rules about yelling fire in a crowded theater, threatening the president's life, all these things. We just don't enforce them. We don't choose to stand up to a place like Fox News and say, you can't call yourself news if you're going on and using conspiracies every night. I mean, we need rules, and we need, I mean, or we can just ignore it and pretend that more information is better, that disinformation doesn't kill, and we won't have our democracy in 20 years or less.
You know, your point is, you know, it's funny. These Republicans thought they could take these insanely stupid conspiracy kook balls, put them, wrap them in a senator's outfit or a House rep's outfit, and it gives them legitimacy. And they don't realize all they've done is delegitimize the House seats and the Senate seats by putting someone grossly unqualified in there. But that's the point I want to get to. We have seen there are a lot of Republicans, especially moderate Republicans, who are furious there is not a 1-6 investigation. They saw what happened, and this is not just the Democrats. There are a lot of Republicans who are actually going after some of these politicians and saying, hey, why aren't we doing this? And at the same time, you have the extreme right. I mean, there was just a Republican House rep had an open house and anti-vaxxers took over, where the mentality is you have to be the most far right extreme or else you're not qualified to be the Republican. There is a definitive divide that is starting to show up here within the Republican Party. And there is because the Republicans in the Senate and the House are grossly misplaying this, because the opportunity they have right now is to basically get rid of Trump and just say, and I'm just going to take a name, Mike Pence. Mike Pence is new, this is the guy we're going to bank on or someone else, but we're going to move past Trump. They're not doing that. And in the vacuum of their silence of not endorsing someone other than Trump, Trump and his supporters are taking back over control of the Republican Party. And frankly, yep. We saw that in New Mexico with that special election down there. They got destroyed because a lot of Republicans, predominantly the moderate Republicans, just didn't show up because they're tired of this circus. They're tired of the clown show. They don't want any part of it. They like Biden. They like Biden. And so you've got this real big problem that's I'm just starting to see this, and you can kind of see these things starting to move. The Republicans are putting themselves into a huge trap because I don't think they can run the Boeberts and the Gohmerts and all those people and be able to win back the House and hold and get back the Senate. I just don't think they can do it.
Well, we have to be willing to be to really just enough with being nice and kind. And we talk about this on my podcast too. There are places in life to be nice and kind, and I would agree that that's most places, but not when it's in a political fight for sort of the soul of your country.
Yes.
So we need to stop. These are people that will lie, and they did, and they won a lot more votes than they should have in 2020. With just every dishonest ad you can imagine, but you know, pipelining stuff to people secretly on Facebook that was, you know, saying things about the Democrats are, you know, the Q garbage, as well as that the Democrats were socialists and wanted to defund the police and blah 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 blah. And we need to be doing the same thing. The beauty is we don't have to lie. We just need to be willing to tell the truth about them every single damn day.
Yes.
In the same manner in which they lie about us. I'm tired of playing footsie, and I guess I'm starting to criticize Democrats more on this stuff. There are some terrific ones. Eric Swalwell, Ted Lieu, is another one. Ruben Gallego, I can think of ones that know how to deliver a message, know how to keep pounding it home. We need more like that. Enough, right? Like, we don't need to get into, like, the nuance of things. Kevin McCarthy is a member of Q. Deny it. Go ahead, deny it, Kevin. He won't be able to because he'll lose his base if he does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, enough of this playing around with these guys. You're a member of Q. You supported an insurrection. Do you think the people who attacked us on January 6th were patriots? Or do you think they were terrorists? Answer that question, Kevin McCarthy, and any other. That's every question we should be asking to every Republican. Do you repudiate the 19 open members of QAnon who are now running as Republicans for Congress? Because you're a member of Q if you don't. You know what I mean? What's your explanation for why 600,000 Americans died when only 400,000, when only like about 80 or 100,000 had to from a disease you ignored, you mocked, you said we didn't need masks, you said vaccines are terrible. You're still saying that. Like, just, I mean, my God. Yes, we need to talk about health care. Yes, we need to talk about education. We need to talk about the positives, what the Biden administration has done in passing the most progressive legislation since LBJ when it comes to the stimulus bill and the rest. But not at the expense of pointing out and defining who these people are and doing it now. They are a threat to our democracy. They are terrorists. They are people that support terrorists. They supported an act of treason and won't even denounce it on January 6th. Treason, yeah. Terrorism, and Trump. That is what the Republican Party is. Or if you'd rather, cowardice, corruption, and Q. Pick something. Go with it.
No, you're exactly
that's
right.
Who they are.
You're exactly right. And the thing which is funny is that, and you're right, I think the fight we have right now is, do we save the democracy that is the United States? Because that is the fight on the table. And too many damn Democrats pat themselves on the back by making organic celery day and thinking they did something at the end of the day. And the reality is that if we don't fight to save this country will be gone. And I'm tired of weakling Democrats who enable people who will break every rule in the House and the Senate to get whatever they want. They watch them do it. And then the minute they get in power, they say, we're going to tie our hands triple behind our back. And I'm tired of it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Right. But it will be interesting to watch how the Republican Party goes on that. Cliff, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Always my pleasure.
All my best to your Yankees tonight. They're going for the sweep at Minnesota. Or as they've now, you know what they're calling Target Field now?
What?
Yankee Stadium West. Because there's more Yankees. There's more Yankees
Listen,
fans there.
For all of you Minnesota fans listening to this, just make yourself feel better that by the fact that as soon as the Yankees leave, they will lose to everyone else. So, okay, we've been tough on you, but we still stink.
Here's what I promise. Cliff, next year, when the Yankees come to town next year, you come on out. I'm going to get us some good seats. You and I will go out to that game. Is that cool?
How about we'll do that, and then I'll find somebody you're interested in. I will get you here, and we'll go to a Reds game versus pick a team that you'd like to see, hopefully, the Reds beat up on.
I will take advantage of that. I'll take advantage of that. Unprecedented podcast. When's the Doug Padgett one posted? Is that today?
It's actually up already.
All right.
So, if you want, once I'm off, I can send you a link, or you can find it under my Twitter. I tweeted it out a few times, at Cliff Schechter, if people want to find me. And yeah, go listen. He's great, as are you.
And so, thank you.
I said the other thing, for people listening, give money. I heard the whole pitch before on the commercial about making donations. I mean, you know, we don't have that much good progressive radio out there. We should have more, but AM 950 folks right here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to follow that back up. Make sure you're subscribing on Patreon to Unprecedented. It's content worth paying for. Cliff Schechter, thank you very much. I got to get a break in. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.